April the 25th, and President Representative Greenberg, Hanley, Parnell, Ellison, Donnelly, and House Bill 4 is before us. And we do have the CS with the changes that the committee asked for. Quickly go through them. Page 10, we adopted the new Finkelstein proposed disclosure provisions, much shorter. Page 27, a short rewrite of that section that the sponsor requested. Page 28, waiver of confidentiality so that at any time the proceedings could be made public by the person who is being investigated. And page 35, Representative Hanley's request regarding legislative travel, make it clear it has to be on this. Okay. Good. And then we've identified two other little glitches, apparently, that just need the committee consent to. On page 5, line 22, that should be a matter before Representative Greenberg has.
I move the amendment called Amendment 421.
Move number one. Okay, just send it to a person before an agency, a person that matters before an agency rather than involving an agency, which could be a whole huge spectrum of things. Any objection to the amendment? Hearing no objection, it carries. And what are the pages?
I'm not voting.
Page 13.
Before we do that, Mr. Chairman, did we actually adopt this committee substitute?
I think we did.
Even as it, and then we amended it?
Yeah.
So,
and then we adopted it conceptual with the conceptual amendment.
We couldn't because it's dated today.
And actually, we adopted it as conceptual amendments. So I think we can just adopt it over again once we get through this.
Okay. Yeah. How's that? I just want to make sure his amendments actually go on something we have.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, let me
go ahead.
Okay. Before we take amendment number one, I move we adopt the Dean 425 students.
Okay. Any objection? No objection, motion carries.
I move amendment.
Any objection? No objection, motion carries. So amendment number two, I guess, would then be page 15, line 14. When we conformed all the reporting dates, this was one that should have stayed at the end of the calendar year, and we just need to change it back to the end of the calendar year instead of February 15th there, and inject on line 16 after the word loan, or February 15th, whichever is later.
Okay, well, just so I have this thing. So on 14, we strike
February 15th
and insert what?
The end of the calendar year.
Can we say preceding calendar year? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's technical. Mr. Gugin can clean that up, I guess, right? And then on line 16 after the word loan, or February 15th, whichever is later.
After loan, it says, or February 15th, whichever is later.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, motion carries. Okay. And that, gentlemen, is all we've identified. Any objection? Hearing no objection, so moves. Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That's all the business we've got today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Congratulations, Representative Finkelstein.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say one thing. I was disappointed I didn't get a seat on the Judiciary Committee. Organization, but after this experience, I feel like I'm now part of the Judiciary.
A dubious honor at best.
Okay.
Thanks for the memories.
On Monday, we're going to look, but we've still got a team of people out there working on 196. It'll be on the calendar, be available if they work out an agreement there.
That's an end.
And we're revisiting those family law bills on Monday.
Oh,
the ones that we held over from Monday. 43 and 146, stuff like that.
Yeah, Ramona's in.
Ramona's in Ukraine. So.
I didn't talk to you.
Meeting adjourned. But anyhow, just so you know, those will be back on Monday.